This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to Wedding Central. You are with myself, Carlene Tlapo.
Ntombi. Well, we did have Dave ask us if yes. We were married to each other. So.
But you're with Ntombi and Carlene in the studio today, and we have Dave Levinson with us today, and we are speaking about MCs. Welcome, Dave.
Hello, Carly and Ntombi.
Ntombi,
like a musical. Like,
yes, Ipi Ntombi, that's
sorry,
right.
What does it mean?
Little girl.
Hello, little girl. Would you like a sweet? Is that what it means? Yeah, I watched the play and never knew.
No, genuine.
Well, there you go. Hello, Carly.
Hello.
Are you
hello.
Married?
Yes,
happily
I am.
Married?
Absolutely.
Did you have a nice wedding?
Yes, I had a fabulous wedding.
Do you ever speak to people if they say, like divorced people, what, if they get married again, they're going to do it on a beach with like one friend?
Yes, a lot
why
of them.
Is that a theme?
I've done a couple of second weddings. Yeah. And I've done two.
Are you
of
a
the
wedding
same.
Organizer? Right?
Yeah, yes. Both of us are.
Oh, wedding planners.
You guys.
Yeah.
So well, I think wedding organizer is a word.
Yes. Yeah. Go for
so,
it. Go for
you're both wedding planners.
Yes. Mm.
Together in one company, or do you have a rival company?
Well, we have two separate companies.
What's your speciality?
I specialize in flowers and decor. I used to do planning, but
you got out of it because of the divas.
That's
you reckon, like,
pressure,
can,
pressure.
At least with a flower, you can cut it down to size.
Yes.
So now you. What, so what's your company called?
Mine is called the. Who's doing the interview?
I don't know,
you guys. Carly's flowers.
So, no, it's the wedding specialist.
Okay.
And then I have a school.
Quite boring.
I have a school called the SA School of Wedding. So we teach people how to go in.
Yeah.
Is this a real show? Is it a camera? You have a school of weddings,
yes.
And people come in there. Are you? You train.
People
other
going
people who
into
want
the
to be
industry. Yes.
Ntombi, what is your thing called?
My company is called Extravaganza.
Oh, I see. That's nice. I'll go with them.
Thanks, Dave.
And what's your speciality?
Sold. Wedding planning.
And that's printing invites?
No. Literally just organizing everything. So,
but surely there's weddings. There's only, you just get there, do the thing. Party, go home. What's more? What planning do you
oh
need?
Oh my god! Oh wow! I think that's what people think, and that's the problem. That's why we have Wedding Central. There's a lot more that goes.
Well, I did a function last night, and it's quite weird because I do so many. I do a lot of MC work, but
right.
A function last night, I said to the lady, "Don't put me on after dinner." She said, "Why? They have dinner and then some comedy to end the evening." I said, "Put me on before dinner. Then they've got stuff to talk about."
Yeah, that's good.
You open the communication topics, and then people say, "Wow, that was funny what he spoke about Trump."
100%.
I said, "Don't be." So she had dinner, and everyone went outside to the buffet, and we lost that audience. They were gone. They were smoking outside, talking with their friends.
And then now you've got to try and get
now
them up and
comedy.
Going.
She said, do some comedy for them. I said, "What for these 12 people that are inside?"
<Yeah.
there?" laughs> Like the losers that aren't eating.
But it's something. It's a big thing. A lot of couples don't look at. It's
no,
the entertainment.
Say like why. Are you an event planner? I said, no, but I've done, I reckon, about 1,800 events in the last 16 years.
Jeez.
Just some two a day.
Sure. But so did you get exhausted?
Me,
what's
no,
in your
I get
flask
rich.
There?
Rich.
yeah, what's I think that's the juice that keeps him going.
I've got a machine at home that makes coffee.
Ah, okay.
It's called a
we'll
kettle.
Go with that. We'll go with that.
And then it makes coffee. And then I've got this hazelnut syrup, which I put, so I nutted in my coffee. I put hazelnut syrup in my coffee and it's foamy and nice. Please have a sip.
Fancy. Well, thank you.
Oh. So, and there's no alcohol in that one.
I didn't make you sip through the little hole that I sipped through.
No, it's totally cool.
What's
I
it
trust
like?
You. It's delicious.
Thank you very much.
It's delicious.
So,
well done.
Wedding specialist?
Yes. So, today we're actually here to talk about emceeing a wedding. So, Anna, and we know that you've emceed a few.
Yes, I have. You know what? People phone me out like... And they're quite a nervous phone call. They go, "Listen, we've heard of you. We don't know if you do weddings." And I said, "Yes. What is it? Okay? Will you MC our wedding?" Now I don't know the people. They saw me at a comedy club, but they just like my vibe.
Yeah.
So then I said, "But I charge for it. I charge probably the same as your draping." Then they think about it, but actually, it's worth paying for someone who can
it's
get those people.
Worth.
The timing.
100%.
That's the. If you wanted a short interview, the MC must get those timings right.
Yeah,
100%.
So it's important to make sure. Just from your side, you know, I have a lot of clients that will just get their friend or their uncle,
because he's done Toastmasters.
Or you know, they're very organized, so they're going to keep our wedding on track in terms of timing. Can you give like
you know what they're going to do because they're personally invested in it, they know the couple. They're going to say something about the couple. With me, I'm not interested in the couple. I don't care about your wedding. I don't care about you, who the dad is. No one can tell me what to do. Even as an MC, I'm above the planner.
Yeah.
Because I'm there now to make sure that at half past 12, and if we don't do half past 12, I'll come up with a plan to stop it. Because I'm a comedian, this is what's happened at a few of the weddings I've done. The couple disappear for that photo thing.
Right. Yeah.
They take six or seven of the main, which is very weird. We'll talk about that one day. Get get the photographers in here.
Yeah, right.
It's like they're, 2 hours.
They go into the wilds, or they go take a drive in downtown. Downtown's quite popular now. Right. It's in Newtown.
Right. Yep.
Mandela Bridge, whatever. But you don't see that couple. You've just been in a church. Now you're driving another 4 hours to another reception area. Then you don't see them. Now you awkwardly, who's this guy? So I was married, by the way, many years ago.
Oh.
I was a fool. No.
I was happy. You actually told him, hey, you've got to be positive about weddings.
No, I was happily married for a long time, whole year.
Right.
Then we figured out that if you have to do that photograph thing, because you take the mom, the dad, both things, so that's 4 people, then bridesmaids, another 8 people. Mm. Best men and a few other people are the kids. So you've got 25, 30 people out of the wedding.
Right. Yeah.
Of maybe you've got 100 people. So 30% of your people are gone somewhere. So what we did was, in order for the people to get to know each other, we did a crossword puzzle.
Okay.
But you had to ask people you had to find the person to ask them the clues. So the clues went on there. So
that's
look
quite a nice idea.
Ask where Auntie Fish is. Ask where Granny is. Ask where they are. And then you had to go and ask them that question. And then they gave you the answer for the crossword.
Okay.
So what was happening is, there was champagne, the music had already started, and there were light snacks already. So there was no reason for us to even be there.
Yeah.
Right.
The party was on, they were doing their crosswords, and it was funny because people had to fill it in there, and they won a bottle of champagne if they got all the right.
So that was done in the pre-reception time.
Well, I'm a designer, so we designed a cool little like a crossword thing, and I think that you should put that into your.
That's quite a nice idea.
I'm gonna sell that to.
Are you gonna pay
it?
Extravaganza.
Yours sounds like you hire strippers at your wedding.
Could be.
I don't want a black wedding DJ as well.
Yeah,
but that's also I haven't emceed a traditional African wedding.
Right.
But some of my comedian friends have, and they said like, Dave.
Oh my gosh, it's hard work.
It's 3 days.
Yeah. No, literally, that's a booking that's going to be a couple of days. I mean, Indian weddings are, I mean, even worse, it's like 7 days.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's, yeah.
That's the higher, like the ICC or like the Gallagher Estate kind of job.
I mean, there's a wedding coming up. We've got 3 different venues
really?
For 3 different days. Mm. It's crazy.
Mm. Mm. It's quite big.
I'm going to start an events company.
I train events
organizers.
I've got a friend. He's in like concert production, and he's planning a wedding at the moment. He says for all the money in the world, he will not do it again.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's, you know what happens? You elevate yourself so that a bride becomes something different, and it's weird how I became kind of quiet and less talky. I said, okay, cool.
When you were the groom?
My sister was my best man, so she sort of fought everything for me. And also like there's all those other things, like your bachelor parties. And what do they call them now? Stag parties.
Bachelorettes and kitchen teas.
It becomes too much, I think, for the person.
Yeah.
And it changes personalities.
It is. I always say that, you know, the minute somebody becomes a bride, they do literally have some kind of psychological switch.
My special day.
Yeah.
I emceed my my cousin's kid, and they also were nervous to ask me. They said, "Can you emcee our wedding?" And I said, "Okay, but like I charge for these things."
Mm.
And they said, "Well, we don't have money, but please just emcee the wedding." So eventually, I did it because they're family.
Mm.
Which also, I'll say no to you next time.
What
was nice?
Disclaimer?
I said, "Give me the in charge, so that I know where you guys are doing, what you're doing." She was very nervous. I think they booked me 2 years in advance for their wedding, so the date would be set.
Yeah,
and I got gigs on those dates.
Yeah,
like proper corporate value gigs, and I had to say no. And the emails I got were like, "Did you get this thing? Did you change this? And
it's
I said, "You know, on the day, I'm going to be in charge anyway. So change whatever
you want."
But the stuff I was told, like, "Will you please come to a pre-dinner wedding, pre-dinner wedding dinner?" So you can meet the bridal party. I said, "Well, I don't want to meet them."
What for?
Then I was cucked on by the bride because I didn't come to the family pre-wedding family bride. I'm like, "But I'm not family."
Yeah.
The engagement party I was late for. They said, "But you're emceeing our wedding. Are you going to be late on the wedding day?"
Oh my gosh.
Oh God.
Relax.
It's not the same function. It's not the same.
Also,
function.
Maybe give me some bucks, and then you see how I'll start.
And then
But then that also brings me to, what is the expectation of what you have to do as an MC? Because I think a lot of the times people
are
confused.
We make the rules.
Yeah,
right? Let's make the rules.
That.
Rule number one. I suppose time is invite. So tell me that you want me to MC a wedding a year before.
A year before?
Really?
Wow.
So then I really can settle that date. Because you're getting married a year before.
Okay. Mm.
So tell me when you so that I can MC that I know.
Okay.
Then I'm in the loop and I cross off the date.
100%.
Okay.
Then let me know what the final thing that you want to do. So what's the last thing you want to do on that wedding day in terms of where do you want people to leave?
Yeah.
10 o'clock, Must there be a dance? Is there a thing? Because you know what happens? Mm. Towards the end, all of a sudden, these things came out of the blue. And I said, this wasn't in the 74 emails you sent me.
Yeah.
No, but someone said,
this.
Here's what they said. We don't want to throw the bouquet. We don't want to throw the garter. We don't want to be like that. It's not a traditional wedding.
Right.
Guess what? The aunties will not allow that to happen. They're like, why are you not throwing the flowers, Jackie?
What did they do?
Well, we had to do a makeshift thing very, very quickly. And I said to her, I told you these things in the email. Yeah. I said, do you want to do this? Because I've got a list of stuff from all the weddings I've done and said, these are what normal people do. You want to be traditional, then go. Or you want to be like this weird hippies and do some crazy shit? That's fine. Go both get tattoos done live. People do, man. They get married in a treehouse, in a swing. It's all kind of really funny.
In a swing.
Do your thing. But I think, so first thing, tell me when it is so I can block it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then don't get your uncle or auntie. They're too related to the thing. Literally get a semi-good friend with a good voice and an authoritative vibe.
Yeah, I mean.
They can literally tell the biggest ego person in the room to 100% sit down.
Yeah, somebody that's going to pay
these guys
attention.
Were late from something and we had to sit. So we sat in the tables. It was unreserved seating, which is
dangerous.
Also a mess.
Yeah. Dangerous.
So they sat and then there was a buzz.
So they didn't even have a seating plan to tell them where
they... They did for the main dudes. Okay. And the rest of the people could sit with it. It was three long tables.
Dangerous. Oh, at long tables. Oh, my God.
So dangerous. Yeah.
But they did it. And then I think, so time is, and then choose someone who hasn't got a relation to the family that can really just be strict on those timings. What time do you want to do the thing? So tell me when you want to end.
Mm.
Do you want to walk through? Do you want people to? Because they think, everyone's going to get up and we're going to walk through like a thing they're going to put at their house. I said, do you know how long it takes to get everyone to stand up?
Mm.
And then also, they don't realize that some people are downstairs, some people are smoking, some people are there.
Mm.
Where's everybody? I said, well, you split them up, not me. Mm. You put the buffet table and the dessert table on either side of the things.
Different.
Ask me about those things logistically and I'll tell you what could happen.
Yeah.
And then let me go and see the venue. That's about it.
Ah, so you'd want to go do a walkthrough?
No, a walkthrough. Just let me go see the venue and tell me where you're having a thing. So what they'll do is they'll often put the sound 3-4 miles away from where the people are sitting.
Yeah.
So I said, but how are they going to hear me? How are they going to see me? Oh, no, oh, my goodness. So I do like to see where it is, where I'm standing, who's going to be sitting where. So logistics. Because they often think things are going to happen quickly.
Yeah.
But if you've got a granny that's going to be doing a speech, where she's sitting.
And Tommy,
three people arrived in wheelchairs. One of the guys had to make a speech. So I said to him, okay, so I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be seated. He's got his own bloody seat.
where is he positioned in his wheelchair?
So not only that, but like, because now you can't put him behind the podium.
Yeah.
No one's going to see him. So, and all those things. And they never thought about that. It's your idea.
Yeah.
I'll help you out.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, so until me, I mean, from a wedding planner's perspective, I mean,
extravaganza weddings.
Extravaganza.
Yes. Yeah.
We've gone through a lot of weddings where the speeches and we've had MCs 100%. That you want to pull your hair out because they're just either so boring or taking over.
Yeah, 100%.
Don't try and be funny. And it's not your wedding.
That's a
huge thing.
It's 100%.
And I think that's don't really... Take over
you. Although, you know what? When I left the wedding, people phoned like months later and said, that was the best part of the wedding was the MC. And I said, well, the reason why, you didn't know I was even there. Who's up next? Say a little thing about them. Hi, this is, it's not, don't say, try and be funny.
No. Yes.
The joke will come around eventually. Someone will fall or a glass will fall, a thing, and you've got your joke. As a comedian, I didn't do comedy.
Yeah.
And I don't do comedy at weddings.
Mm. I don't
Someone
think
said,
it's
do a
10-minute
idea. Comedy set. I said, are you fucking mad?
Yeah.
Like, my comedy's offensive.
Yeah.
There's
and it's a big thing. I mean, they go on about the mother-in-laws and the ex-girlfriends.
Yes, and
she
did.
He watched this on the beach and she cotched on the thing.
Yes, 100%. And she's inappropriate.
Or he went to Thailand.
Yeah, there's all kinds of inappropriate things.
Where did you get married?
I just got lobolet, so traditionally married.
What does that mean?
Tell
me. Pretend I'm white. Because the cool thing is, as on Cliff Central, no one knows what color we are.
Yes, 100%. So
yellow and black.
Yeah, so there's been an exchange of livestock, essentially.
Did you really do livestock?
But these days
you can do it.
You can like buy 3 gigs of data. That's fair.
No.
Like a half a sheep. It's 400 yeah, bucks, in South Africa, it's 400 yeah, bucks for five gigs.
Yeah, but sheep's expensive. More expensive than
so
that.
What did you? So you, your family get the sheep and the cow? And
yes,
the chickens.
Yes, all the livestock.
Can you
get
a cockatiel and a budgie?
No,
lizard,
no.
Legavon,
unfortunately, it's just cows
cats,
and sheep.
Dogs.
No, cows and sheep. That's far as it goes. Livestock. Yeah, that's.
Because I do. I have my eye on a beautiful, lovely course of princess.
Oh, you better get your cows in order, hey.
Can't I do an exchange of ideas?
No. Ideas are worth that way. No.
I've got an idea for an
they
app.
They won't take it. They absolutely won't take
so
it.
So that's been done now. So you're off the market?
I'm off the market. I'm spoken for. There's nothing left.
You don't have, do you get like a last fling?
No, there's no last fling.
Damn it.
Yeah, as soon as the final livestock was delivered, then it was pretty much the end
is
of that.
Is that cat lady married from Tiba Touch?
Goodness knows, I have no idea.
I'm going to collect some cows for her.
She's pretty, yeah, she's pretty. Body's banging as well. So.
I don't know. I only looked at her personality.
Ah.
I only hear her on the radio. I've never seen her.
Oh, you'll see. I think she's actually around. Her show's on in the morning. Yeah, so just go catch her now.
Where did you get married?
I got married at the Hope School.
I don't understand.
Explain to me.
Is it a school hall?
No, it was on the school field.
Oh, were you
like
in a cult?
No.
So you and 70 other girls married one guy?
No. No, we actually had a surprise like venue. We didn't tell our guests where we were.
Oh, cool.
We were getting married. Oh, we actually thought. We did the.
What about those they call them weddings that are in the places where you have to all
destination
get tickets to a lodge somewhere.
Destination.
Those
no, it was
mess.
Far from that. I actually put all the guests in taxis parked at our office and they really didn't know where they were going.
So they all met at a place.
Yeah.
And you dug that.
I dug that. I like that. Yes. Yeah.
You dug that.
Yeah. And
okay, so no exchange of livestock.
No.
No.
Not.
No.
No.
It was
no.
The whitey way.
I think it's a lovely, it's a lovely idea. I like
the
idea.
They had taxis.
They had taxis. It was some so flavor. Funny because you had all these white people in these taxis.
Yeah, and she had the tins behind
cruising down William Nickel.
Yeah,
and there was, my guest actually said, there was a couple in a fancy BM and the top was off and it was a black couple and they looked up and they're like, what are all these
what's
white
going
people
on?
Doing in the taxis?
And that was quite recent.
No, it was 3 years ago.
No, that's a long time.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
So you're getting married now.
Yeah, I'm getting married.
2017. In the traditional sense, you're married already?
Yeah, I'm done and done.
Contract
everything,
done.
Yeah, everything.
So he has to
else.
Negotiate with your dad and say, I'd like to marry your daughter. And then the dad goes, show me your stuff.
Yeah.
Show
that's
me your credentials.
Yeah. No, what actually, just show me your cows.
I'm really, just looking forward to
it. It really is about the livestock.
You can marry pop like a douche.
Yeah, you know, it really is about the livestock. I mean, once it's really about, you know, your parents will ask, you know, you're keen on this guy, you want to get married, so and you say yes. And then they say, okay, cool, let's show me the cows.
So when they bring you up, do they bring you up as a daughter who's going to get married? That's the sense.
Yeah, ideally. I don't think I was brought up that way. I actually didn't want to get married. This particular guy changed
my
mind.
Look.
Yeah, you know how it
is. I can't wait to be there for
so
the slaughtering.
So when is an
car.
African girl on the shelf, like when she's 35?
25. 25. Like my mom was having a stroke at that point and she was like, oh my God, what's going to
how
happen
old are you
now?
Are you old?
28. Oh, I'm old. Do
are
I
you
look
a virgin?
Old? Not anymore.
The cows have been exchanged. Holly?
Yes, you're married.
Holly, are you married?
Yeah.
Were you
hard recovery.
Were you
hard
deflowered?
Recovery. I have
she's
a child.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty
well
much.
Well past
that's
yeah.
Saying,
that's going to seal the deal.
I have so many kids. I've adopted
really?
a 19-year-old Thai girl to come and help me, my daughter.
No, that is not true. That is not true. Come, let's get back to the MC.
Wait, we've got some rules. The rules are
yes.
book me on time so I know, so I can sign off the date.
Yes.
And don't get a close family member. Get someone who's going to keep to the day.
Yeah.
But also adapt heavily.
100%.
Because when those ladies came to you and said, we are throwing the bouquet, and we only said, but where is everybody? You've split the whole thing is gone now. You've got. And then they had a room where they were dancing, which was next door. So the eating was here and the dancing place was like, I'd say 100 meters away.
100.
Okay.
Sure.
So you walk up some stairs and then old people take long and then we got there and I said to the DJ, okay, here's what's happening. You're going to play this song. He says, no, I didn't bring them because they said they didn't want them. So I said, now, as a wedding DJ person, bring
you
those songs. Bring those
time.
Corny songs.
So
sing the Macarena.
Do you encourage
bring the Rolling Stones.
Like that whole thing when they call up, when you call up somebody to come and speak, do you encourage that like
well, I had a tray of tequilas, which I had at the thing, and I said, if one of you says on this special day, you take a tequila.
Oh, my word.
Because it's not a special day. It's a great day to get married, and these are cool people that love each other. That's it. It's not a special day for us. It's a hassle. We dress up. We put on shoes we don't like. We sit with people we don't like.
But you've got it from for an MC, you have to be that person that's the leader. You have to be that uplifting person, and you've got to be positive about weddings.
When I arrived
weddings.
There, I kind of sat at the back of the wedding. They said, "Don't you want to sit?" And I said, "No, this ceremony is cool for you guys.
Yeah, right.
This is not my vibe.
Yeah,
I kick in. As soon as you leave the ceremony, I'm in charge."
Right.
And that's exactly what I said to them. They said, "Oh, okay." They got it then.
Yeah.
Because they said, "No, come to the wedding." I said, "I don't want to see you guys get married. I'm the guy that says, all right, everyone, please stand here. We're going to throw confetti. Please go there. We're going to do the thing.
Right.
Everyone move into the hall, please. Whether I have got a microphone or not, I'm going to shout and tell you where to go."
Yeah.
And what's nice is people knew exactly what to do.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the old folks have got a program and it says, marriage of so-and-so, but doesn't say where they're going to go afterwards.
Yeah.
So maybe even print a program saying, after the thing, please all move down to the something.
For the cocktail area, whatever the case is. So this is my next question.
They even had craft beer on tap at this wedding, which
I want to be there. I need to be there.
I love craft beer.
And they had they had a guy pouring, then eventually the guy said, well, put the glasses there and go. Let people just come and pour it. It can't be that difficult.
Yeah, 100%.
For me.
That's a great question. I wanted to find out, how long are you actually booked for? Do you come for the whole day?
That's kind of when I said to you off the thing, I don't like doing weddings.
Yes.
Because it is a whole day.
Yeah.
I'm there at 11 and I leave. And although I suppose they said, yeah, but the guests are also. I said, yeah, but the guests are having a chill.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm in my suit. I have to stay sober. I have to watch what everyone's doing.
We have to talk about that sober
thing. And also that I can cut a speech as well. And I tell the people, like, please tell you guys that I'm making speeches as an MC. If I'm feeling that this thing's going somewhere and you start talking about how drunk the bride got everything and that you banged her at matric or something, I'm going to cut you.
100%.
I'm a master of ceremonies. Yeah. I'm not the baby.
Yeah.
So get your timing right and let them know that I'm in charge.
Yeah.
But I mean,
this is a question I want to ask for like, you know, white weddings, because obviously I don't do many of those.
Yeah.
But, you know, with black people, it's very offensive if somebody cuts a speech, but they go on.
But
how do you do it tactfully?
I meet the people before. And it's so easy to meet them. Go to them before and say, how are you doing a speech? Yes, I am. I'm very nervous. I've never done a speech before. I said, okay, if you've never done a speech before, do you have something you want to end with? And they go, well, no. I said, well, if you haven't thought about your ending yet, can I come back in 5 minutes and speak to you? So I'm briefing people the whole time. And that's kind of my job, but no one knows that I'm doing that.
Yes.
So when it all happens, they go, wow, the speeches were nice. It's me. I spoke to the person first and said, what do you end with? What I've done is I've said in a nice way, I'd like a cue, but what I'm also doing is I'm making them find an ending. Because with so many speeches, they go, I love you guys so much, and you're the best, and I remember. Then I'll say, well, what is your ending? So they immediately change their mindset into an ending.
They've got to get to a point.
So then I know, well, as soon as they start talking about their holiday in Plets, I'm like, okay, cool. Then I start getting up, walking towards the thing. So the guy's looking at me going, oh, shit, this is where I said I was going to end. Then at least he says the words. Okay, and finally I'd like to say this. Then I know I'm in.
Yeah.
So as an MC, I go to the five people that are going to do their speeches, and then there's always that one surprise moment. I don't care how you, what every wedding there is. There's one drunk girl who wants to talk. Then I'll try and not get it. First, I'd rather don't.
Do you really allow them to come up?
No.
Okay.
Don't. If you're an MC, no one must take your mic. First rule of MCing. If there's going to be an uncle that's going to take your mic, you say, there's a mic there. There's one there set up for you. Go talk on that one. You do not take my mic.
Yeah.
Someone takes your mic, they're going to sing. That's your mic. You don't give it to anyone.
It's the worst when they get up and they decide to sing and they just can't.
Yeah, I've switched off a mic before.
They go to guitar lessons or something before and then they sing a song. But those are cute. But if someone's going to sing a cappella.
They've really got to be good.
Yeah.
No, there has to be, I suppose.
I know,
good.
But it's their
what I don't like is someone likes their person and no one else does. And they go, my daughter's going to sing now. Because I think it's as a gift, my gift to you.
Yeah.
I'd rather get us a Woolworths voucher. Please don't let your kids sing.
Don't kill us here. What do you think about particular, shall I say, formalities that happen throughout the reception? Like, for example,
won't be the MC's hassle. Whatever it is, pile it into what you want to do and just give me the timing. I work from backwards. Mm. If you want to end your wedding at 10:30, I work backwards from there. And it's so amazing. And people think like that. They go, what do you mean backwards? I said, well, think about it. You want this thing at 7. Then you want this thing at 7:15. Do you realize that just walking from there to there, go? And I tell them, get up from the church to there, walk there. Tell me how long it just time and tell me how long it took you. Now I get 100 people to do that. And they look at me, what do you mean? It's going to take them 5 minutes. I said, no, it won't.
Not 100 people.
People walk. So much slower. The smokers go. then someone hasn't seen someone for literally for 20 years. So I said, you want them, you're going to tell me they're going to go from there to there. I'm going to start speaking at 7:30. I said, no, change this. This is going to happen at 8. So now you want to do this and this and this between. You've got 2 hours.
Mm.
Oh, no. Then afternoon weddings. Have you? What if it rains? No, it won't rain on my wedding. Okay.
Stupid How question. Many times have we heard that in Zombie?
Stupid question. Sorry, I asked. Yeah. Then have you got umbrellas if it's sunny? She goes, oh, I see what you mean.
Mm.
An umbrella can be shade and it can be rain. Yeah. So get fucking umbrellas.
Yes.
And you do what you do is you can get them sponsored. You can get the names of the people. People can keep the umbrellas. It can be a gift. I've seen gifts being given.
Yeah.
So now you've got an umbrella that actually works. Plus it's got Tommy and Carly on it.
Yeah.
Or it's got exclusive weddings on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can
that's extravaganza,
your,
all good.
Exclusive extravaganza weddings. Change the name. But now those kinds of things are that's your job.
Right.
So it's your umbrella and it's got your website on it. Mm. Now everyone's standing there with your there it is.
Mm.
It's in every single photo, whether it's shade or rain. So I give these people ideas, but they don't understand. I work from when do you want to walk out of that reception area?
Yeah.
And I'll work backwards from there.
100%.
Do you encourage do you encourage an ending?
No,
time?
Don't encourage happy endings.
Of course.
That's
you
at the
Come
bachelor
on,
party. Party. Oh. So and I encourage what?
Like, do you encourage, like you're saying,
end.
An actual end?
No, if the people are partying, they're partying. There's nothing you can do. And I'll have to say to them, listen, cut everything else you thought you were doing. This party's happening.
Yeah.
They've taken people off the dance floor so they can do, they want to cut the cake.
Oh, my God.
So I said, now, what is the cutting of the cake reference to? Why must we all come and watch you cut a cake?
Mm.
No, it's like, you can't answer
me. All this money
you cannot answer me why we must come watch you. You take the photographer.
You go
because it's
cake.
A photograph that you want of your guys. You holding a knife together or something, and you're cutting the ties with your old boyfriends or something. Whatever the, you know, some people do. They have like everyone got a candle and they had to blow out the candle or something to say like goodbye to their old lives. They start a new life, and then you lit a new candle for them.
Oh,
so it was something
word.
Like any sort of symbolic reference.
Right.
But
I've always
if you're gonna stop people from dancing and having a jewel at your wedding,
it's
so they can all come watch
again.
You, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. We're going to cut the cake now. Does anyone give a shit about the
No, we normally just get to, we'll normally encourage the bride and groom to cut the cake.
Where must they cut the cake?
They must cut the cake before they go into first dance. So they
get
up off the table.
But that puts
table.
Pressure on them to do the thing. I like organic things. Like after the speeches and the dinner, we kind of in free fall. Because that's my job's done.
No, it's true.
Then I'm totally going to just talk to bridesmaids.
That's what I'm aiming for.
If you're hiring me as MC, I'm on bridesmaid duty. I'll make sure they're all happy. Make sure they're dressed.
All time.
Why do they dress them so badly? What is the deal there?
Sabotage, I think.
They don't ever want to be upstaged, the
bride. What was your wedding dress look like?
What is my wedding? It was white.
Yeah.
Was there cleavage like that?
Yes.
In the church?
No, it wasn't in a church.
It wasn't in a church.
Oh, yeah.
It was outside.
Hippie.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay. But did you cut the cake before the?
Before the first dance. So they get up off from the main table, cut the cake, go into the first dance.
So you've
got
a schedule, hey?
Yeah.
So that's also easier for the MC because then this is what's going to happen.
And
then you can go, okay, cool. But I will pick up. I can pick up straight away. When they go at 8:20 and then at 8:25 we're going to do this. There's no way.
No.
But I think from a wedding planner's perspective, I think it's important that the MC and the planner definitely sit beforehand.
Yeah.
Even if it be 10, 15 minutes before ceremony or after ceremony.
What if you get a green MC who's never done stuff?
We have it often.
Yeah.
This
we
is
have
what's
it happening.
Often.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important for, it's either you need to, if you're the MC, you need to speak to the planner beforehand or the function manager.
Just print it out on one piece of A4.
Yeah.
Don't write a whole story. I'm doing a gig now this afternoon and they've written a script for me. So I say to them, you've hired a comedian who's good at what he does, but
that's
you're giving
why
him
you
a script.
Hide him. Yeah.
And then you're
so
just putting him in the box.
And I'm charging you tons of cash.
Mm.
You're going to, and I must read the speech. I said, with pleasure, let's do more of these. you've lost the total reason why you've hired me.
Yeah.
So I'll do your speech.
No, 100%. I mean, with green MCs, I actually try and ask my clients not to do it because, you know what, people don't realize
if he's never MC'd ever.
Yes.
Well, then there's
or spoken
the thing
in front
printed
of
out.
People.
Oh, no, then why would you? Because that's
but
happening.
And they do
it
that
does happen.
So often.
Yeah.
Because
some people, they do it out of a courtesy because their uncle, they respect him so much.
100%.
He was in the army and he was a major in the war.
Exactly,
and
I always
MC.
Say,
always
leave
said, I'll
the
MC your wedding one day, Mallory. And then he gets up, and there we go.
No, and I always say, you know what, guys, leave the emotions out of the MC choice. choose somebody who's going to get this wedding
done.
That's
our second rule. First one, book me timelessly. Mm. And the second one is don't get a family emotional member.
Yeah, you know, best What's friend, rule number all three? Of that stuff. Rule number three would be prep them. Prep them. Speak to them beforehand. Give them all the details and make sure that they're aware of what's possibly going on. Because you also have MCs who refuse to come and speak to you. They're dodging and diving. And then when it's time for them to do the house rules, they're pointing at the wrong side for where the bathrooms
are.
My
big thing is they must stay away from the booze. I have had so many weddings where I've actually had to, at a point, we had to start between myself, the DJ, and the function manager at the venue. We actually
so let's put that as rule number four.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
But how do you stop? I mean, how do you stop someone from drinking?
You can't. And the thing is, once they're on that train, and that's the thing, people always say,
progressively worse.
Let's talk about some black weddings. How many? You guys are killing a cow.
Dave, you have no idea with these black weddings.
How many have you done?
Look who's talking.
I've done a number of them. I've done about at least 20, 30, 40. I don't even know now.
Okay.
I've been doing weddings for 14 years, so it's like. But do you know, even when we're teaching the students about programs, as a white person, we always think a program is what you get in the church and whatever. Yes. It's not. For a black wedding, a program is what's put on the table and who is saying speeches. And otherwise, you're going to have just random people getting up.
It was like at Mendoza's funeral. Like everyone just went up there and spoke.
It's normal.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And that's why you have to have a program. It's almost like I always say to my clients, I feel like you need to have a luncheon that's not called a wedding, like just a family lunch, where anybody who wants to speak.
Yes, kind of like that's your chance.
Yeah, that's your platform. That's you do all your talking there so that when it comes to the weddings, you don't have, because I mean, I've done a wedding where we had something like 19 speeches. Do you know how
it's normal.
And it's not realistic for people then, to sit for that long.
You could, it's hard to have that pre.
Was that the wedding that
we did
the other day? The 19 speeches.
No.
Well, we did have.
Were they on the program or they just stood up?
No, they were on the program. This is on the program, but you know, you warn them and you say, guys, it's not realistic for you to ask people to sit through 19 speeches. And I know my people will speak. Black people will speak for a long time. First, they want to tell you about the history of the family. Then they want to tell you about
ancestors.
Love. Then they want to give you advice.
You could ask any of the people that have a story to tell, because then you can print that little magazine thing that I did. It was A4, folded four times or whatever, so it was like a little poster.
Mm.
And there were stories in there from people. So it wasn't only the CrossFit, so it was like a little newspaper.
That's nice.
So those stories.
Can you imagine telling the written, oldest?
No, but I had taken the stories and then edited them. So people had said, this is where I met them. Mm. This is what. So that it was like a little newspaper. Mm. So those things could be in there. So sorry, so-and-so is not going to be speaking, but he has written a story in your...
That goes the same for those people.
So now I started a newspaper printing company for weddings. My idea, hey?
Good luck.
Trademark.
But those things, I was thinking about when you said that now, I thought about something else, like just the timing of those things, like 19 speeches.
It's ridiculous. Because that's a long time. It's not even 5 minutes minimum per speech, because you have to think they're going to walk up, then the MC wants to do his little thing. And that's the thing.
Mr. Program Director.
Yeah, exactly.
The Program Director.
That's
exactly what they call.
That's it. Siyabonga, Program Director.
I was shat on by, I had to introduce a protocol, basically. It was a minister.
Mm.
It was a minister from... I'll tell you who it was as well. It was
Boo
Ndebele.
Mm.
I don't know what where he is now, but he was the premier of KwaZulu-Natal or somewhere at that stage. And I didn't introduce him properly. And I had a security guard, a massive man, come to me and said, please reintroduce him.
Mm. They have no problem doing that.
They'll wait.
I said to him, you know what? I'm not going to do that because he arrived 2 hours late. And I had little girls who were going to dance in tutus, like a ballet class.
And it's cold.
Outside. And those girls were freezing. So I said, you guys go on. Dance and get these girls into some hoodies and clothes so that they're standing there freezing like this backstage. So I put the girls on to dance first. I said, that's why I did that. So I said, you security guard, you go tell those girls when they got cold. So he looked at me, he was like, he couldn't say anything because I was right. I'm not waiting for the premiere to arrive while these little girls are freezing in their tutus.
100%. Yeah. So, what were we speaking about? Yes, program director. So
what's rule number six? Four, five?
Don't have too many speeches.
No, but that's your wedding thing. As an MC, I don't care how many speeches you got. I'll get through it.
But come on, there has to be a limit. 19.
But it's fine. If it's 19 speeches, as an MC, I can say we're going to do, when we do this comedy thing called 20 and 5. So it's basically 20 comedians do 5 minutes each.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to meet me before, I'll say, how many you got? You got 19 speeches. No problem. Because I know what 20 and 5, how it works.
Mm.
20 and 5 works with no MC, but it works on a bell system. So 5 minutes
can you
is a long
a bell
time.
At a
no, it's fun.
I've considered getting a laser, hey, like a red dot, and saying
no,
that's it.
No, literally works
up.
On a bell. But we do it with a light, with a red light. So once the red light flashes, you must leave the stage.
Not a bad idea.
Bell rings. So it's fun. You can say to him, listen, we'll have 19 speeches, but please make sure that it's 5 minutes. Then I can do 20 speeches in 5 minutes. But it'll be a fun thing for me to do, and the audience are also into it. I call them the audience. They're also into it. So I will do that. So you want 19 speeches? Done, let's do it. But brilliant. I know how 20 in 5 works.
I don't know if my people will. I don't know if my people, because my people will speak over singing.
They will. Right?
If you try and cut, they'll be like, and also, like people will be singing, and also being sighted.
Maybe you
like,
see, that's something. That's
everything.
Something you should find a solution to, because obviously it's a tradition, because it's a very big.
How do we do
it's
it
an honor to be asked to speak at a wedding, isn't it?
You're right.
So that's the thing. It's like I've been asked to speak, so I've written
100%.
I haven't written a speech, but I'm gonna wing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and there's certain people that must speak, and that's why I'm saying, like, I feel like you should introduce that platform, and I think do it up nicely. Have tables with tablecloths, even if you have bare minimum in terms of decor, whatever. Make it feel like trick them into it.
Go to the place, what's it called? And buy the serviettes that are like rubbery cardboard.
Yeah. The nicer, the classier paper serviette. Tell me, have you been to an Afrikaans wedding?
I have. I emceed a basic Afrikaans wedding.
When they all the guys get up and they heckle that groom.
I hate that thing so much.
Where they take their chairs.
What a terrible culture.
It is the worst.
What a terrible thing.
They literally will take all their chairs and they will heckle this guy, the groom, while he's doing his speech and he's telling his bride that he loves
him so
much.
Yeah, it's like the first time.
I've
done it.
Banging the chairs.
Yeah.
So literally what happens
and
is
they'll throw stuff at him. I've actually had somebody tear up that groom's speech in
at, no, 100%. You know, for those of you that are listening that aren't aware, what basically happens at an Afrikaans wedding is that the groom gets called up to say his speech. You know, the vote of thanks or the reply or whatever the case is. Yes. Okay. Then all the men at the wedding will scrape their chairs. So not pick up their chairs, scrape their chairs across the floor and come
horrific.
And sit right around the podium wherever the groom is saying his speech. And he will not get but one word out.
But you see, maybe that's a safety thing. It could be a cultural thing. I don't know. I haven't seen that happen. I did see it start to happen.
It's revolting.
And this chick stood up and she said, "Yilla, lay still." And these men shat themselves.
How do you handle
this? Madeleine. She stood up and said, "It's not happening at this wedding, guys."
But that's good.
It's not happening at this wedding.
How do you handle rowdy crowds?
As an MC, I can't do that. I need to look for the alpha male and I need to
get him
to be my buddy.
Okay. Mm.
So that if I find the one that they all respect, then that's my. I say, listen, I can't do this. Can you please tell your buddies to keep quiet? And then he'll go and negotiate. So half of emceeing is negotiation. I'll negotiate with the speech people. How long are you going to do? What's your plan? Mm-hmm. Have you got a thing? Yeah, I've got this present I want to give them as well. So I try and make sure that they know that's not going to happen. You're not going to let balloons or doves
And then do you ask the couple?
Butterflies die. I'm
yes.
just letting
oh,
you
no,
know.
They do, definitely.
Butterflies. If you put the butterflies in the boxes in the morning,
freeze them.
You
they
can't,
freeze them.
You can't. They freeze them.
Yeah. Have to defrost
them. You have to defrost them.
Yeah.
And then you get like four come out and you
they freeze butterflies.
Like many. It's, yeah.
In a clump.
Yeah.
No. I froze my butterflies, but then when I took the ice trays,
you can get them out. So do you ask the couple up front how they want their guests to how you want to introduce the people coming up to speak?
I'd rather do it by their names and who they are. If they are related, it's fine. So, but what if it's just a business partner or friend?
Like
this
like
is
a
this is Jeff's business partner, so and so.
How exciting!
I'll never do a long intro.
Okay, just keep it.
But
short,
what I won't
so
do is
the
reason that the MC, the biggest job is your timing. Make sure. That half past whatever it is, we're going to leave. Some afternoon weddings are done by 5:30, which is fantastic.
Mm.
That means everyone's sober and they can go home.
Or
these
still
late
have a good
night weddings,
yeah.
Man.
No, it's scary.
But
if I have
a person coming up there to speak, just get them up to a clean floor.
Mm.
If people are talking, I can't say, everyone's talking, please welcome so-and-so for his speech. It's my job to take the
You've
grenade.
Okay.
So I'll go in there and say, keep quiet, let's go, and get them quiet, tell a few jokes, but not jokes, just talk about the day, do the things, and then but that's an MC, that's pro MC stuff.
And then just I have there's been a few times where the MC will announce and now the food is ready. If you are an MC, please can I ask you, do not announce that the food is ready now, because they will
everyone assumes now is especially
it happens after,
immediately. I mean, now
they want the food
right
now. So the food will always say the food will shortly be served.
No,
it's
I don't
such
even
a
mention
simple,
the food. No, when you say that, like I also talk to the caterer, because I'd rather cut three things than have their food be late. When they put that stuff out, those things start cooking because they're under those heater bain-marie things.
Especially with fillets.
So I speak to them, especially with fillets or if it's fish. So I say, when do you want to bring the food? They say, we'd like to bring it in at this time. So I said, cool, bring it at that time. And then I make sure whoever speeches on there, that we will have dinner first and we'll carry on speeches after that dinner. I'd rather cut things and get the food out in time, because people have come there for two things. They come to see these people get married. And then they want to have a chow and they want to have some drinks.
Yeah.
All the other stuff is actually annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as an MC, I've got to make sure it flows.
Mm.
So when they say that we're going to do this, then we're going to do this and do this, so that's not going to work.
Yeah.
What do you think about what kind of entertainment do you think works best and the timing of entertainment?
I've seen really cool bands. I've seen incredible bands take over the entire dance floor. Mm-hmm. They've been known that they're good. If it's an unknown band, then it's not a good thing.
Right.
I've seen a live band, but they play a lot of covers and they did their thing and had a charismatic lead singer who got everyone dancing.
Mm.
DJs are always cool, but the problem is you've got to give them a playlist and say, these are the songs you will play. Because DJs won't. They want to play their house stuff.
So
you've got to play the Macarena for the old people. You've got to do that stupid dance. You've got to play Babes or Dumo.
Oh la la.
You've got to play. Everyone can do that dance together.
You've
got to do that. That's what people love doing.
It's true. They want to do the Podesta, the step. You know how it goes.
I was an MC and I had to actually tell people not to take photographs because the photographer, their flashes from their cell phones were messing with his photographs. Mm. So I said, no, that's the wrong. Now you're being aggressive.
Right.
I said, everyone, take out your cell phones. Take a picture of the bride and the groom, please. They took a picture of the bride and groom. I said, now put your cell phones away. And I said to the photographer, is that cool? And he was like, okay. Why must they? They're not going to stop. They're at the wedding. Yeah, we've all got cameras
100%.
Now. I don't think you're special with your Canon. So he was like, tell them no photographs during the wedding. I said, are you fucking mad?
Yeah.
They want to have a record. So I said, let's rather do it this way. You take photographs. Everyone, take out your cell phones. Let's do this now. Let's get this shit done.
Yeah.
Then he was like, okay, now it's your turn with your stupid camera.
Then you do your thing.
And then...
That's the
but
way to
be
do
in
it,
charge,
eh?
Man.
Yeah.
But don't be a doist.
Yeah. And then also, how many people are you rolling with? Because you have some people, and maybe it's just the black thing.
The entourage.
Oh my God. Now there's somebody rolling squad deep. Why? Why am I feeding six people? I don't understand. Because now I need to get a whole table for one MC.
The MCs arrive with his entourage.
Yeah,
really?
They do. Squad
Who would that be? Give me some names.
No, I shan't.
Mobu.
No.
I think sometimes they do. They think that you've invited them as the celebrity. So if Tolas Mo's your MC, he's kind of bringing his vibe with.
Yeah,
but that can't work. And how Richelieu, do you tell
Richelieu people? Benoit did it. He was MC at a wedding. He sat there. It was two Indian people. So he's a friend of a friend. They said, just come and say, so sat in the thing. Then he looked around. He didn't recognize anyone. He saw the two Indians, saw the guy, kind of maybe knew him. He was at the completely wrong... Next door, there was a wedding. He was at the wrong wedding. And he sat in the front with his sunglasses on and he looked at everyone and he waved. And he just had to get up and leave. As soon as she took her veil off, that's not the lady.
But it's...
Now, those things, I think, as an MC, one of the things I said was adapt.
Yep.
Like, I know you've got timing, but there are going to be people who arrive. There's going to be someone who gets sick. There's going to be someone that's going to say, I don't like what's happening here.
Yes,
as an MC, you've got to say, sorry, this is a request from the bride.
Mm.
She wanted this song.
Yeah,
so
100%.
Shut up.
It is true. You always, I find myself sometimes having to remind even the parents of the couple and say, look, I get it. I get your frustration, but unfortunately, this is what they wanted.
Not your day.
I'm not going to change it because you feel like. Yeah.
I was supposed to tell
changed.
You that I make beer, so you can have my craft
beer
at your wedding.
The wedding. I saw that.
You can have
What's
a keg, Dave Brew.
Dave Brew.
But there's five different types, but I think it's very. These days, you know what it is? Like, people say, oh, craft. Have a craft keg.
Yeah.
It costs you $1,500. If you want some glasses,
How many beers can you get out?
34 liters in there.
Yeah.
Excluding how much foam every drunk beer. But I mean, you'll be able to eat 100 people can have two beers each.
Sure.
Easily. And
that's brilliant.
I'm not saying they're all going to just have craft. Obviously, have your SAB beers and everything.
Right.
But it's nice for the ones to just stand around there and with their moustaches.
Also, people really like the craft beer, especially during that cocktail hour. I feel like it adds another flavor to
the
whole thing.
With the glasses and they pour it themselves. Mm. So now you're not using a manpower thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Catering is not my thing.
But do you find that's easy to get into, like in terms of venues and corkage?
You just request and say, because what they're going to want is a fee.
Corkage,
yeah.
So say, it's fine. It's paid for. Take whatever you need.
Mm.
But it's just so much easier for the people to pour. And you know what? Because what's happening is there's a queue at that bar.
Yeah.
They just want...
On our thing there, we had coupons and numbers so that you weren't allowed to go unless you had the coupon. So what happened is the bar wasn't packed.
Yeah.
But also you have your cocktails that are on a table.
Yeah.
And,
so people can
and your beer and wine and soft drinks. Yeah. You can just go and take.
Yes.
But I mean, at halfway, when was I was married? 1997. halfway, like
Jesus.
Not even halfway
through. I was in grade two.
In grade two, that bill, the bill was about, was at 8,000 Rand at halfway through the night. And I don't know, when 8,000 Rand was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So, now it goes nowhere.
Yeah. And her dad came to me and said, can you afford this? I'm like, no, I'm a graphic designer. I can't afford shit. So I said, cool, I'll sponsor another 8. But that's 16 Rand just for drinks. But also the venues charge ridiculous amounts for you.
Yeah, it's
no,
true.
No, and that's the problem. A lot of couples want craft
that's
beer,
why
but they're not allowing
you
it.
You get some beer and you put it up there and you get a scout hall. And you go to these charity halls where they need the money for their roof that's falling
in. That's where my wedding venue was a school for disabled
It's just
children.
A hall. A good decor person will be able to drape it and make it look good.
100%. You can make anything look good. It's just
exactly.
about...
Especially at exclusive weddings.
Extravaganza.
The wedding specialist will make it look fabulous.
The wedding specialist.
An extravaganza.
So you guys at war with each other in the same radio show?
No,
not at all.
So much love.
All love. We work often together.
No, she also teaches at the school.
Yeah.
At the wedding school.
Mm.
I would hate for my kids to say they got an A at wedding school. My boy, achieve more. But Dad, I'm passing wedding
this
school.
Is an achievement, Dave.
I don't
Come
care.
On.
Are you passing science and maths and history and biology? But yeah. I got an A for wedding planning.
Do you know we even have some advocates come and do the wedding planning course.
Okay.
And they say, you know what? It's harder than what I did in my law degree.
No, it is. There's too many aspects. Weddings are way... There's too much
crazy
stuff.
Crazy amount of elements.
But I'll MC a wedding for a large amount of cash.
Okay, yeah. Fair.
What is the general... What is like the bracket? If somebody wants to hire
if they,
like
you
a
know what,
pro...
Have manners and offer something.
Okay.
Because it's rude to say, MC my wedding, Mr. Professional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then they go, but you're just going to announce dinner and stuff. I'm like, no, this is what I do for a living.
Mm.
So make an offer.
Mm.
You got to say goodbye to your show. So tell me that you've got this in the budget. Then I can say, okay, that's not enough.
Yeah.
But how about I come just for the reception, or I just do this?
Have you got a ballpark?
Negotiate.
I won't do it for less than 10 grand.
Okay. Well, that's not bad.
It's my day.
That's not too bad.
But then they sometimes go, we don't have that. Then I'm like, say, man, you got to get someone else.
Yeah.
But some people are in the 20s and 30s. Yeah. It's a corporate booking fee.
No, definitely.
100%. Dave, it has been literally
10
a
grand
ball.
And phone numbers of all the bridesmaids.
Make sure they're single.
It must be in the contract.
They don't have to be single. What are you talking about? They're married. That's a speed bump. Now, who listens to the show? Say goodbye to them.
Well, thank you so much.
We're never coming back.
We've got to close this
yeah,
one up.
Dave, thank you so much for joining us. It has been literally an absolute pleasure, an absolute ball having you. Please keep up with the conversation on Facebook and on Instagram, #WeddingCentral. CliffCentral.com.